Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love Workshop. You know, I feel real special about tonight because I'm finally going to get to do a show that, well, kind of makes me feel good inside. No wild stuff, just some laughs, some songs, and some stories that we can all share together with a big smile and look over to our neighbor and say, hey, you know, I feel good. That's what it's all about, is feeling good. Boy, I learned that lesson the hard way, week after week. Craig and I used to spend all our time making fun of everything, ridiculing a lot of people and places. Excuse me. It's good hot chocolate. All just for the sake of a joke. But after a while, you finally have to say to yourself, I am tired of being a sad sack. Heck, I know there's still lots of problems that need to be solved. Everybody knows that, but by golly, it doesn't take a college professor to figure out that happiness is all that's really important. And nobody ever made anybody else happy by being cynical and negative and trying to tear down the world just because they might think something is stupid or corny or whatever else. Being happy is what it's all about. If everyone could be happy, we wouldn't have to worry about the rotten eggs that try to spoil our lives every time someone gives them a chance. I know it was tough for me to realize at first, but I finally was able to ask myself, what's going to make me happy and not cynical? Well, lo and behold, Mr. Smug, Mr. Erudite Hotshot, I said to myself, guess what? The very same things are going to make me happy that make the next guy happy. Heck, I'm no different. Then suddenly I got it through my thick skull that what I really, genuinely needed to be happy was a baby. That's what makes people happy. I wanted a beautiful, fulfilling baby. Then I would really be happy and not cynical. Delicious. Well, you know, happiness is like a big, marvelous snowball, and once you start it rolling, there's no limit to how big and wonderful it can be, because pretty soon, after having the baby, I was kissing my wife and appreciating her all the time for her natural glow and gentle strength that she has every day. Whether she's talking on the telephone or eating a sandwich or combing her hair, writing a check or opening a door or turning on the hose, sitting on a stool, 1,001 other simple things she does because of her happy and not cynical outlook on life. I know all of you in the Love Workshop audience are really glad you tuned in this evening so you could appreciate these wonderful feelings too. Because that's what entertainment really is, getting in touch with happiness and feeling good about everything instead of getting all wrapped up in a bunch of vicious, morbid, and cynical laughter and jokes that just make the happy people sad. If you're listening, Patrika, please know that the entire audience cares about you because I do. And please share this happy poem I've written for you. I worship you, my Patrika. You are a human being, the most beautiful of all things. Not a stool or a hose, although they are beautiful too. But you are life itself. You breathe softly, and you smile when you are happy. Every time you breathe and smile, I celebrate your life. Even when I am asleep or having a piece of pie or driving my car, the oneness of our communion entwines us as I breathe the soft life of your human smile and celebrate your oneness, no matter even if something goes wrong. Patrika, I'm so glad you called. Everybody in the audience is interested in how the baby is. Beautiful. Oh, that's wonderful. Is he glowing? Aw. Are you glowing, sweetheart? Well, what's the matter, honey? How come you're not glowing? But you always glow, darling. We're celebrating life. Did you check with the neighbors? They said for sure that you're not glowing. Remember, honey, this is an inner glow. Sometimes it's hard to see if you're in a bright light. That's right. Turn out the lights and check. You are? Oh, Patrika, you're glowing. I was really worried there. And the baby's still glowing, too? Oh, honey, that's wonderful. Have you picked your flowers in the meadow yet? The meadow's closed until noon. Well, honey, if you and the baby are both glowing, I'm sure they'll let you in. Yes, darling, I ironed your white meadow dress and I hung it up next to the washer. I know it needs a new lint screen, sweetheart, but we still have the joy of our simple spiritual happiness. My love is eternally one with itself, too, darling. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, this is great hot chocolate. You know, it's a real thrill getting my head on straight and out of that bitter, warped rut that the Love Workshop used to be in when we were criticizing everything and constantly dwelling on ugliness and upsetting decent, happy people with all that twisted muck we were always trying to find everywhere. Such a good feeling to be able to tell a joke or a story or sing a song about things that aren't degenerate, but happy things like my family. I gotta tell you the story, because it's really wonderful. My wife, Patrika, whom I love more than anyone will ever know, was canning the beets from our truck garden like she does every afternoon after she finishes working on her quilt, and our wonderful baby crawled into the room and picked up a sharp object on the floor and started to put it in his mouth. Like you people that have babies and appreciate them for their joyful oneness, know how babies will do, and just then our beautiful dog came in and saw what was happening and started to bark. He barked, which alerted Patrika, and she quickly grabbed the sharp object from the baby before he hurt himself. And much to her surprise, the object was none other than the missing canning lid that she thought she had lost the day before. Well, boy, when Patrika told me that story, I told her that I had to be just about the luckiest guy in the world, and really happy, too, and not depressed or cynical. I can't tell you how nice it is to be sharing this joy with you in the audience. I know you're probably all saying to yourselves, at last they've got some real entertainment on the Love Workshop that we can really enjoy and get into and be glad we tuned in. I've written Patrika this special song on my guitar, so if you're listening, Patrika, this is for you and the baby. Darn it, I spilled my hot chocolate. It's all over. Shoot, clear through to my garment. Oh, well, it's a good thing I've got my 5-year supply of cocoa stored up. I can just pour myself another cup here, so I'm prepared for these things. Somebody else would probably just have to go thirsty. It's good. Okay, all set. Anyway, sorry for the interruption, Patrika. But I know you realize that spilling the hot chocolate was one of life's little personal candid experiences that we can both share and use to strengthen our happiness instead of being cynical and antagonistic like we used to be on the Love Workshop. Okay.
After you had finished with your quilt, an object was in his mouth. It was sharp, but you got it out, 'cause the dog barked loud and kept him from being killed. It turned out to be a canning lid that you had lost earlier that day. The baby, the dog, and you are beautiful and happy too. Not cynical like the old Burn and Cray.
Boy, I feel so good about life. I'm sure you'd all like to hear a joke that really makes a nice comment about how funny life can be sometimes. There were these three little children, and they were all talking about what they wanted to be when they grow up. And the first child said, "I want to be a policeman, just like my dad, and get all the criminals and put them in jail." And the second little child said, "I want to be a carpenter, just like my dad, and build lots of nice houses for people and their families." And the third child said, "I just want to be a human being like my dad and be happy and not cynical." Isn't that a great joke? It's so typical of children, yet tells us so much about ourselves.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Patrika. Did you like the song and joke? That's wonderful. I'm so glad. Oh, you want to hear the record of the innocent baby crying? Sure, I know the rest of the audience has been waiting to hear it, too. Okay, just a second. Here, honey, I'll play it again with something special just for you, because the audience really wants to participate in your happiness. The child cries, not for love, but because the child is love. Love cries because it is alive. Listen to the love. I am alive. My baby is crying. I am the luckiest person in the world. Boy, honey, you can't imagine how good it feels to be giving the audience the kind of entertainment they wanted all along. My love is infinitely ensconced in oneness too, honey. Bye-bye. Boy, I feel mellow. Just plain happy. Touch with myself. Singing a song on my guitar. I know that's where you and the audience are all at, just sitting back and being happy. Having a cup of hot chocolate. Yeah, boy, that's what this life is all about. Boy, just when I was really at peace with myself and the audience. Darn it. Some of you are probably wondering where my partner Craig is tonight. Well, obviously, his whole attitude is no longer consistent with that of the Love Workshop, and he's been asked to stay away till he can put his life to better use than being hostile and cynical all the time. Give you an example of how really cynical Craig is. Goes over to these alcoholic divorcees' homes and listens to all their problems and tells them how interested he is in their lives, and how terrible he thinks their ex-husbands are, and the usual endearing line of milk and honey that makes the divorcees feel like they're worth something. And then when one of them is really blind drunk, which is, you know, usually all the time, he gets them into these bizarre role-playing games where he convinces them it would be great fun for the both of them to pretend they're somebody else. The divorcees, who haven't had this much fun and attention in years, get right into it. Usually starts them off with a dragnet episode where Craig is Sergeant Friday and the divorcee puts on a quilted house coat and pretends to be the mother of the escaped killer or somebody, or naturally is drunk and still in her house coat at 3 p.m. and lets Friday in and offers him a cold beer, which he refuses because he's on duty. But he questions her, and then he rapes her, which is Craig's own special little addition to the role. Of course, Craig's ideas for roles are always based on real straight, innocent premises like dragnet, so that the rape is that much more perverted in context. Well, this goes on until he eventually gets the divorcee so hooked on this weird sex that it's the only kind she likes, and she can't do without it. This is when Craig induces her to play the part of Lucille Ball in that old movie, The Long, Long, Long Trailer. They go through it a few times until Craig tells her that her house just isn't the same as the long trailer and threatens to cut her off unless she sells the house and gets a trailer. Well, the alcoholic divorcee is by this time so far gone that she usually does it. As soon as she signs all the papers and actually moves all her belongings out of her house and into a trailer, a real seedy one that Craig handpicks as being ideal for the role. Craig splits and never sees a woman again. So far, he has a total of 173 alcoholic divorcees. He used to have real nice homes in the Phoenix area, living in trailers, too screwed up to ever get their houses back, and usually stuck in the trailers for the rest of their lives. Which, of course, is Craig's idea of a great joke. Boy, how could anyone ever think that is funny? Just makes a happy person like myself sad. Oh, here's a letter from my wife and my baby. So that'd be nice. Dear Vern, I'm so glad that the Love Workshop is a nice program now. By the time you read this, the baby and I will be gone. I have found a real man. Sincerely, Patrika and the baby. Boy, I hope he's happy and not cynical.